For the first time in 370 years, it seems Harvard University will have a woman at the helm. Tomorrow, the university's board of overseers is expected to confirm Drew Gilpin-Faust as the new president. She's a historian and dean of the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study. NPR's Tovia Smith has our report.
Harvard has something of a habit of picking presidents who are the polar opposite of their predecessors. In this case, Faust, who is known as a scholar and a consensus builder, would succeed Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, whose confrontational style and controversial comments about women's innate abilities eventually led to a faculty vote of no confidence and his resignation. Harvard Divinity School professor Peter Gomes says Faust represents everything Summers was not.
I think what they're trying to do is find somebody who is able to get people to work together instead of dealing with people who are ready to go to war.
Indeed, after Summers outraged many with his comments about women, it was Faust who he named to try to mend fences and to find ways to promote women at Harvard. Word of her appointment as president has drawn praise from many, including sociology professor Mary Waters.
It's sometimes over the 20 years I've been here, felt like a man's club, and to have a woman to be the head of it is really very, very exciting.
In another break with Harvard tradition, Faust was never a Harvard student. She got her bachelor's from Bryn Mawr and a master's from the University of Pennsylvania, where she taught history for 25 years, focusing on the American South, where she grew up. Most recently at Harvard, she managed the very delicate task of creating the Radcliffe Institute from what was once Radcliffe College for Women, and she slowly won over big donor alums who never wanted to see the college go. Bruce Mann is a Harvard law professor and an old friend of Faust's.
Drew had the vision to take what had become an empty shell and actually make something intellectually vital out of it. And she was able to keep the resentful alums of Radcliffe College stitched into the new enterprise of what Radcliffe has become.
Faust's next challenges would include overseeing Harvard's ambitious expansion across the Charles River into Boston and a major overhaul of its undergraduate curriculum. And she'd be managing a budget of about $3 billion and some 25,000 employees, which may be her biggest challenge of all.
The Harvard faculty is not an easy bunch of people with whom to live.
Reverend Gomes guesses the very public conflict between faculty and former President Summers may be the reason why many would-be candidates recently took their names out of the running for Harvard's president.
This is not a faculty you can run. Nobody runs it. You can try, but you will not succeed.
Faust may have given a clue about how she might try when she paid tribute recently to Neil Rudenstein, the president of Harvard just before Summers. Faust praised Rudenstein by quoting Nelson Mandela, who said, "A leader is like a shepherd, staying behind the flock, letting the most nimble go ahead, whereupon the others follow, not realizing that all along they are being directed from behind." Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.